Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating First Glance. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy. A soothing morning at Angel's Coffee Shop. Jean Cassidy fixates on a flower vase in Angel. Her big sister dusts her counter. "Hey, we open in 10, Angel informs. "Just right," Jean exclaims, satisfied with the vase's position. She stops and looks at Angel, still dusting her counter mindlessly. Jean breathes out in relief. "This is it. I'm starting over. The college life is behind me. No more sissies or lowlives who never got me anyways. As one familiar song once said, the dog days are over." The bell chimes and several customers walk in, getting her full attention, diverging her from her own mind. They line up for morning coffee, a routine in Gem City. Jean goes behind the counter and helps out with the orders. "This is perfect. Just a small, lonely town with lonely people. Pretty sure nothing happens here. Exactly what I need after." Clinton Dale, a tall, good-looking guy with a stubble beard, walks in with his office attire. "Well, who might you be? A stranger to me, but..." Clinton conversates with Angel as if they have known each other a while, completely ignoring her presence. "A friend to family." "Thank you," Clinton gestures politely. He walks out, holding his coffee. Jean looks at her sister as if waiting for an explanation.
"Well?"
"Well, what?" answers Angel. "Who is that tall, handsome gentleman who just walked in?"
"My neighbor. What's up with the Detective Act? We need more coffee cups."
Jean nods and walks to the store. "What my sister doesn't know is that he's our neighbor now," she professes. That late evening, Jean takes a bunch of coffee cups and goes behind the counter. A couple of customers were on their seat, sipping coffee as they read the latest book available in the shop. Angel points Jean at a table. She offers the customer coffee and reads the book on her hands.
"Angels and Demons?" Jean asks.
"Yeah, you into a little fictional mystery?"
replies the customer.
"Thrillers are more my taste," Jean points out.
"Of course.
Thanks for the coffee."
Jean smiles and walks back to the counter.
"Long day, huh?" asks Angel. "Tell me about it."
Jean looks outside and sees Clinton getting in the building.
"I need to go and get something from the apartment. I'll be back in a minute."
Angel nods as she clears the tables. Jean walks up the stairs, looking for anything shaped like a tall, muscular guy. The Clinton Dale. She rushes to her apartment to no avail, breathing heavily.
"God, I need to work out," she pants, her mind doing all the talking.
Clinton gets out of his apartment in a workout gear.
"Hey, you okay?" he asks.
Jean, still looking down.
"Superb."
She stretches her back and realizes it's Clinton.
"Shit, I forgot."
"What?"
he asks. "I forgot the keys to my apartment and I really have to pee."
"Oh, no worries."
He opens his apartment.
"You can use mine."
"Bingo!"
her mind savagely exclaims.
"Oh, thank you."
She walks in and goes straight for the bathroom.
She takes his shirt hanged on a hanger and smells his perfume. Fuck, this smells good. She looks around for anything special.
How are you holding up?
Shouts Clinton.
Just a minute, she shouts back.
She takes his toothbrush and walks out.
Thank you, she gestures.
Sure, let me walk you out.
They both walk out of the building. Clinton goes for a run, and Jean walks back to the shop.
Did you find it? Asks Angel.
What?
She replies.
The thing you was looking for, did you find it?
I realized I never really took the keys.
What took you so long then?
Lots of stairs.
Oh, okay. Help me close up.
Sure. She helps close up. What my sister hasn't realized yet is that I want to get to know him. At a distance, of course, until it's time to make my move. Clinton.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one, bye.